Very happy to have you joining with us, Carl Lawson, the Bengals' fourth-round pick, who is the first of three fourth-round picks, but the first to sign his contract. Congratulations as you broke. I guess that's a nice way to break rookie minicamp, to sign your deal.
Yeah, real cool. Just happy to get it done. I'm ready to go to work.
You had an interesting camp. They were trying to look like they were lining you up in a whole bunch of places. You were at Sam Backer. You were rushing the quarterback a little bit. You look comfortable out there.
Yeah, I'm real comfortable. Like I said, I'm just, if you work at something, you're going to become good at it, and that's what I plan on doing. Wherever they want me to be, plan to be the best out there.
I know, Sam Backer, how did you, we were talking about that yesterday, about some of the adjustments. How did it go after, the first three practices, do you think, in your mind?
I think it went well, but, there's a lot of stuff I still need to learn. And in due time, especially since we got how many months for preseason games and camp and stuff like that, maybe a month and a half, 2 months. And I think that's plenty of time because in 3 days, I feel like I made a lot of progress.
I know, and we were talking about your dad. For those that don't know, Carl's dad was a running back. Well, he said he was a running back who blocked a lot for the Georgia Tech National Champions in 1990. He's got a national championship. You didn't get one. But now you've got an NFL contract. He didn't get one. So I guess you guys are kind of even now.
Yeah, switching on and off, but my plan is to, carry the Lawson legacy as best I can.
Well, he's got a great legacy. He's an athletic trainer down in suburban Atlanta, so he must have been a great help while you were growing up.
Yeah, personal trainer, athletic guy. I mean, he was great. He was a great father, and then added bonus was that he helped me out with football and athletics. So, I mean, just a great guy.
What, when you go back, will you train with him, or do you have your own trainers?
I'll train with him, and then I'll train down in Florida sometimes, too.
And I guess you'll have to touch base with Willie Anderson and tell him that you've signed with the Bengals. I know he's a guy you don't train with, Willie, but you talk to him about pass rush, right?
No, I mean, I train with Willie a little bit too. Wherever I'm at, just getting some type of good quality work in.
Well, that's what your dad was telling us. You're a guy that loves the game.
Oh, always, always a guy that loves the game and just ready to go. Come out here and work. That's all I can do.
I want just one last thing. I thought it was interesting that when you were 11 years old, you would go out with Takeo Spikes and Jamal Lewis and I guess O.C. and Wayne Gandy. These guys were pro players who were doing their summer workouts. And you were 11 years old. You were kind of like helping them out, right?
Yeah, I was trying to stick up and compete with those guys. But I mean, it taught me mental toughness, and I mean, it was a great summer to get my body in shape. So.
Well, the 11-year-old is here. He's got a contract, and we're glad you're here. And
10 years later.
And congratulations, and we'll see you in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you.